are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The concept of original sin is a fundamental doctrine in some Christian traditions, particularly in Western Christianity. It is often associated with the idea that all humans are born sinful due to the disobedience of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. We too in the Adventist Church believe in the original sin. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Mpofu, who's going to help us unpack this one. Good singena apiti na in people sinning, and then now we are all sinners. You know, we are unpacking the original sin. Pastor Mpofu, good morning. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
I am good, Pastor. Are you well?
I'm very well and fine, and I'm here. I don't know whether I'll manage to rightly go through the time, because I may be caught for what I shared with you. But let's go on.
Okay, all right. Pastor, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful this morning that we can meet in this manner to discuss important issues of our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, how do we inherit the guilt of sin without having sinned?
Yes, I want to begin by saying this concept of original sin is not only a Western idea, a Western church idea. Mm. It is a global idea. It is a biblical, rather, idea. Because in Adam, who becomes the first man, who became the first man and becomes the one whom we are to be talking about mostly, because that's where sin began. It began with him, during his time, with him, actually. Mm. We all find our existence through him.
Okay.
Western or African or European or whatever, we all have our origins in Adam. So if he is the one who is embraced by this concept, who is in the center of this thing, so that means all of us are in it.
Mm.
Uh-huh. So Adam being the father of all nations, even us, we are in that thing because he is our father. So the concept of original sin is being a biblical concept is true, because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God in Romans 3, verse 23.
Mm.
So all does not mean some.
Okay.
Yes. And all is inclusive of even the dead who died and the ones who are living and the ones who shall come. All have sinned from Adam to the last person who will live, or to the last person to be born.
Okay.
Before, you know, Jesus comes. Yes, before Jesus comes. So that is the concept. We all find ourselves being sinners from birth.
Mm.
We don't have to commit sin for us to be sinners.
Mm.
We commit sin because we are already sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And in us, there is that propensity. We are born with the propensity or the inclination to do that.
Yeah.
Yes. So there is no choice in either saying, I want to be born without, or I want to be born with that propensity. There is no choice there.
Okay.
You are born with it. As long as you are born from a father and a mother, you are a sinner.
Okay. So so in essence, you are saying that there is no way to evade this.
If you want to evade it, you better be unborn.
Okay. How is that possible? Yeah.
Yes, because if you are born, you're a sinner. All the Bible says, for all have sinned. Mm. It's talking about those who are existing. Those who are existing, because the word all is here is a pronoun for people.
Mm.
Yes. Ladies, I mean females, males, all of us, children, parents, you know, the educated, you know, the uneducated, the sophisticated, the unsophisticated, the rich, the poor, the free men and the slave, all have sinned.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So basically, Pastor, this sin, it's Bluetooth to us.
Yeah. What do you mean Bluetooth?
Like it was shared with us. It's not that because we have sinned, but because someone has seen that we are connected to.
Yes, we can say shared, but maybe let's use that conservative. It was shared. Mm. You see, in sharing, you have a choice. You have a choice.
Okay.
You can choose not to get to receive or choose to receive. But this one, you had no choice in this one.
Mm.
Yes, we had no choice. Uh-huh. In this one, we had no choice. We were born with it. The fact that you were born, if you choose to be born, you know, if we had a choice of being born or not to be born, mm. then maybe we could say one could have avoided it through choosing the other way, choosing not to be born.
Mm.
But now, no, we don't have a choice. We have to be born. We
okay.
have to be born by a sinner who is now Adam.
Mm.
So because of that, Adam is now a sinner. He is now, you know, bringing out of him sinners.
Mm.
Yes, my dear. And this explains to me, it explains the impact of sin, the gravity of sin.
Mm.
You see, sin affected Adam in such a way that even that which was to come out of him was now sinful.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting that point?
Yeah.
So it affect, yeah, it not, it didn't affect only he. Himself or his acts,
mm.
it affected even children that were going to be born from him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like you saying maybe I want to, I choose to maybe, you know, whichever ngedelele namhla or whatever. Then you eat for yourself and your children cannot be affected by that.
Mm.
Yes, it's your choice, your choice as a parent, so it has nothing to do. So the gravity of sin, that's why even in the plan of salvation, it required the one who created Adam, because the blood of Adam was contaminated.
Okay.
The very blood of Adam was contaminated, to the point that what will come out of him is also sinful.
Mm, okay. So
does
the idea, Pastor, of the original sin make people indebted to religion? Is it an indoctrination tool? Because now I'm indoctrinated to understand this whole thing of the original sin. Now I have to be, you know, faithful and loyal to one religion?
Basically, what it means, like we are talking about our existence, it is a biblical fact. A doctrine, of course, is a biblical teaching which helps us to know our condition.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, it has nothing to do with the religions. It's mm. just a fact of life.
Okay.
A fact of life that as human beings existing, living in this side of heaven, we are sinners.
Mm.
We are sinners because we came from a sinner, Adam. That one has nothing to do with religions. It has to do with the acceptance of the fact that we all came from Adam. If we accept that, this Adam was a sinner. I don't know whether it could be classified according to religions. Me being a Christian, I see that this fact of us existing is a general one. It cuts across religions.
Mm. So oksalayo is that Adam, you know. Okay, Pastor, moving right on, because I'm gonna, I don't Okay, so does God want us to have a negative self-image? Because if I'm already, if I'm born a sinner, or if I'm born, I'm told that already, even before I can say anything, I'm a sinner, you know, I will be affected, you know. So does God want us to have a negative self-image?
No. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to us while we were sinners. Romans chapter, let me check my verse here quickly. Should be Romans chapter 8, verse number 5. And let me see if my spectacles are nearby so that I can quickly read it. Okay, let me check my text here. Let me quickly read something. Yeah, because we don't have to be sinners. Okay, verse number 8, chapter 5, Romans. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners. So there's no condemnation there. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Okay.
Okay, so God does not want us to excruciate ourselves in this cocoon, sinners. We suffer there in this box together. You know, in this box called planet Earth is a full of people, a planet full of people who are sinners. They are suffering by themselves there because of what their forefather did. No, it's not like that. God comes to cool the heat through his love. No, no condemnation.
Okay.
So it's, when we embrace Jesus, the Bible says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So Christ came so that we can see the beauty of God, the love of God towards those who are sinning. As we embrace this love, we are redeemed from our state in which we were put by Adam through birth. Yes.
So, yeah. Here's the thing, Pastor Ney. When we grew up, I don't know about you, but us, you know, when we grew up and learned about the gospel, we're told that, you know, if you sin, you're going to die and you're going to go and burn in hell. You know, I think we were still young, you know, we were not yet learned to understand these whole things. And those things, they brought fear to one's life, you know. So the fear of these external consequences, you know, due to the original sin can lead us to having anxiety and distress because all of us were scared. The moment we're like, yay, you know, the person with the fork and horns, you know, would try by all means to do to have your life straight, you know. So is that the life that we should live? I hear that you're saying that God loves us and everything else, but because of that and because of what we have learned and unlearned again about the consequences of sin, should we be anxious? Is that the life that we should live, or we should just relax?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to understand how God deals with sin. Mm-hmm. That is very important.
Okay.
Yes, because we already can see our condition. So the next thing is to seek for help. Okay. If you already understand that you are sick, you don't have to waste much time analyzing your sickness. You must look forward for medication. For medication, for help.
Yes, Mfundisi.
Yes. So now the condition is ours. So ours now is to look for remedy.
Okay.
The remedy is already provided, the plan of salvation. Yes. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that whosoever believes in him, whosoever, That phrase, whosoever, is equal to the all that we read, that all have sinned. So the all have sinned in Romans is balanced with the whosoever in 3:16. So if we can excruciate ourselves because of the sin of Adam that came to us, we have the provision now. We have the provision to again embrace or focus on what God has provided as a remedy to this challenge that came as we, you know, without us having a choice, came to us without us having a choice. You see that? we now, yeah, the remedy is provided to all. We now have a remedy. Whosoever. So there is no point of tormenting ourselves because a provision has been put. Okay. The other thing is that, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, my sister. I want to catch a certain phrase. I see where you're going with this one.
Yes, the other thing is that there is nothing called the eternal torment, eternal hell.
Ah.
That was a theological term that was framed out of the Bible. There is nothing like that in the Bible, that when you die being a sinner, you will go to hell and you will be there, and those forks will be used to turn you up and down, and you are fried like that until forever, whatever. There's nothing like that in the Bible.
So it was made up?
Yes, because the Bible in Psalms number 115, verse 17, let me read.
Mm.
The dead praise not the Lord.
Okay.
Neither any that go down into silence. So when you are dead, you are silent.
Okay.
There is nothing like being tormented, being fried up there, and folks turning you up and down.
Buddhist, why did you use the word fried?
You know, the devil wants us to see as if God is is someone who is tormenting us.
Mm.
You know, this thing of salvation has some pain in it.
Mm.
It's expensive, it's painful, it's hard, because if you the devil wants to paint a picture of God forcing us to be saved.
Okay.
We are not forced, we choose to be saved.
Mm.
And by the way, in as much as we read in the scriptures that the world will be cleansed by fire, okay,
mm.
the fire that will be used by God to clean the planet, it will not, God does not intend to burn people.
Okay.
God intends to burn sin and the angels that rebelled and Lucifer, the rebellion that happened in heaven, to remove sin and its what, you know, its emblems, if you like,
mm-hmm.
its emblems on the planet, you see?
Mm-hmm.
The effects of sin, God wants to remove those using fire. But in the process, if I have sin in me, I have not given Jesus my sins, what happens?
Hmm.
I will be destroyed in the process, because that fire will be looking for sin wherever it is.
Hmm.
So if sin is in my life, that means to say I will be caught up in the fire in that process. And that fire, in as much as it will be cleansing the earth and burning wherever sin will be found, wherever sin will be it in human beings, wherever it will be, it will not burn forever.
Okay.
It will burn, clean the earth, and it's done. Once it is done, the forever that we read in the Bible in some texts is explaining the completeness impact of the fire. Yes. The fire will burn completely. It will destroy things completely. That's forever. It doesn't mean that it is an eternally burning fire. No.
Pastor, now you have rearranged my childhood, because me, I grew up knowing that, you know, we're going to get fried there, we're going to get tanned, and we won't finish. The fire will not finish, but thank you for clearing. Thank you for clearing that one there, Pastor. So as we wrap up, how then do we better understand how sin is inherent, you know, because as much as sometimes, yes, we're going to have this conversation, but in someone's mind, it's still like, still, I don't get it. How then do we better understand it?
Yes, what we have to understand sin through the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at how God loves us, we can now see the gravity of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Look at what God did for us as he was removing from us this sin, which we don't even We don't see, we cannot touch it, we cannot. But as we look at what God did, we can see substance. We see Jesus coming. We see tangible things happening. We see Jesus coming here, Son of God coming down. That can help us to see how you know, treacherous sin is. Yes, yes. Because God had to send his only son to us for our redemption.
All right, Pastor, I'm going to ask you that we wrap it up. Will you pray for us as we close?
Okay. You want me to pray?
Yes, please, Pastor.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful this morning that we can discuss this important topic. Somehow the devil has used to confuse people, but we know that through Christ we have been redeemed from the sin of Adam. We appreciate that, Lord. With that, help us to refocus our minds towards your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you, sister. God bless.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.